looks like to me. Oh. Good morning.
Good morning.
Please silence your phones as Lonnie begins to play the prelude. Thank you, Lonnie. That was beautiful. Good morning and welcome again on this beautiful Sunday morning. Please register your attendance on the friendship sheets that are located in the pews. Pass them down the aisle so everybody gets a chance to sign them, and then pass them back to the center of the aisle. Please look over your printed calendar in your call to worship for the events that are coming up this week. Are there any announcements? Hearing none, I do have one announcement I would like to make. It has come to my attention. I don't know if Mike Ward plans to continue on as the pumpkin patch leader, but we are losing a group that did most of the work. The preschool people will not do it again this year. So I'm hoping, this is a very important program to our mission. We have a certain portion of the money goes back to the community in the form of a donation, and the rest of the money goes into the support of our youth program, which is very important to the church. So please dig deeply within yourself or selves. We need a person or a group of people to take on this very important task, or otherwise we won't have a pumpkin patch this year. Please stand and greet each other, and then we'll sing our opening hymn number 4, verses 1, 3, and 4.
Yep.
Will you join me in the call to worship? Sing to the Lord a new song, a song of hope and rejoicing.
Praise God for wonderful acts of mercy and kindness.
God has remembered God's faithful ones.
God has poured blessing upon blessing upon us.
Praise the Lord, all the earth, shout your praise. Will you join me in prayer? Lord, you sent your only begotten Son to earth on a mission. That mission was to save us from our sins and to lead us on a path to eternal life. Lord, we know that nothing is free. In return, you expect a mission from us. Our mission is love of our fellow human beings, the most important commandment that Jesus gave to us. Our mission also includes spreading the good news of the life and the resurrection of Jesus Christ to the farthest corners of this planet. We pray for the fortitude and perseverance to carry out our mission. We pray as Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sinned against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please look inside your insert. There's a hymn of praise, Marvelous Grace, Our Living Lord.
Thank you. All of the children can go with Mrs. Grooms down to Worship and Wonder. First, I want to say is that the beautiful flowers that are up here are from the family of Catherine Kingsolver. They were just gorgeous yesterday. There were many, many gorgeous centerpieces for her funeral, and they very much appreciated the church love and left these with us in Catherine's memory. Our card shower this morning is for the Axworthy family. Dr. Axworthy passed away on April 27th. So please take time to fill out a card. Just as a remembrance of him to them, there will not be any public memorial service or funeral service for him. In talking to Pastor Cynthia before she left, I asked about that, and she said no, Axe had told her that he had attended enough funerals in his lifetime that he really didn't want to attend another one. So he wasn't going to have one. So our community and world concerns prayers go out to our missionary Bethany Wagner of Chile. Our prayer partners are First Christian Church out of Laramie this morning. Also would like to remind everybody that starting tomorrow, we will have a missionary from Hong Kong visit our presence here. Bruce Van Voris, who has been here before, is coming back. He will meet with the elders tomorrow night at the elders meeting, and there will be a potluck on Wednesday for him and a presentation and an opportunity for you to ask questions. So Lyle and Joe Cox have graciously offered up their hospitality to host him while he is here. So if you would like to have some one-on-one time with Bruce or take the opportunity to take him somewhere or to lunch or coffee or whatever, please just contact Lyle and Joe because they probably have a better idea what his schedule is than the office would be in that. So we have any joys or concerns this morning? Debbie. So prayers for Jerry, a homeless veteran who needs lots of prayers of support at this point in time, and a joy for Martha Wallace as she's an award winner. Yeah. Did you have one, Joe?
Well, yes. I was pointing at Keith, but prayers of support for Debbie. She takes to heart and home with her the heartaches of the homeless people that she gives lunches to. And I know she has a very heavy heart today, so prayers for Debbie.
Okay, prayers for Debbie, who takes very seriously her love for God and his commandments to us that we love one another and that she takes that to heart and cares for the homeless and those that need help. Keith.
Just guidance and wisdom for finals this week.
Guidance and wisdom for that. We'll ask God for that because I can't help you out there. So, Tom.
Yeah, prayers for Cynthia and Charles. I know she wants some rough time right now.
Yep, prayers for Cynthia and Charles had the memorial service, so prayers for them and their family as they mourn the loss, the earthly life of her dad, and safe travels when they travel back later on this week. Paul.
Today is a birthday for Darlene Bishop.
Oh, we have a birthday. Do we have a birthday song?
Yes.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear darling. Happy birthday to you. Any others? I'll share our joy. Judy and I, our son Jason, passed his state boards and is now a fully licensed paramedic. So we are very happy and tickled for him. He worked pretty hard at that, so congratulations to him. So, seeing or hearing none others, let us pray. O loving Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together in your love on this beautiful Sunday morning. We know that you are with us each and every day. We ask that you place your hand upon the families of Dr. Axworthy and of Catherine Kingsolver for their loss. We know that Dr. Axworthy and Catherine are both in the gates of heaven, smiling all the way. Lord, we ask for prayers for comfort for Jerry, a homeless vet who needs your support more than ever right now. Lord, we ask you to be with Debbie Mestis. She has developed the sandwich ministry and works diligently to ensure that people who are hungry have food, who need someone to talk to, that she is available. Lord, we know sometimes this can weigh heavily on a person, and we ask that you be with her and uplift her in all the days ahead. We ask for guidance, patience, for students who are finishing up their classes. Lord, we ask you to be with Pastor Cynthia and Charles as they mourn the earthly loss of life of her father. We ask you to be with all of their family and provide safe journey back to Casper. God, we are so ever grateful for everything that you give us and all your blessings. We want to show everyone the love that you give to us. In these things we pray. Amen.
I just now noticed, it's been a surprise to me, that the offering and the invitation to communion are together today. So I'll start with the invitation to offering now. Now is the time when we give a portion of God's gifts to us, back to God to support his work on earth. May we give as the Holy Spirit entices us. Then for the communion offering or invitation, one of the scripture readings today comes from the book of Acts. It tells of Peter speaking on the day of Pentecost. While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit came down upon all those who were listening. Why would I bring this up a little bit early? It's because It is during communion when I am most often feel the Holy Spirit descending on me. We will sing the communion hymn, "Let Us Break Bread Together," number 425 in your hymnal.
When we do communion today, it will be much in the form of like we did in Tinction. I will have two of the diaconate up front who will have a tray. Each will have a tray. We will have one in the back who will be willing to serve people who can't or don't want to come forward for communion. When you come forward for communion, please bring your offering down. There are trays available on both sides of the pews. As you may recall, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a loaf of bread and, having given thanks, said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup and said, "This is the cup of the new covenant of my blood. Do this often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us pray.
Our Father, help us to find in this simple loaf and cup those things which will call to our remembrance the risen Lord. Give us here the spiritual food which we need for the coming week. Around this table, may we feel the presence of Christ's loving power. May we forget, for the time being, all those things which would divert our attention from you. Help us to receive the bread and the cup with genuine gratitude. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Shall we join together in an offertory prayer? We give you thanks, O Lord, for all the blessings of life. Receive now these tithes and offerings as a sign of the gratitude in our hearts. Amen.
The first passage of Scripture today will be taken from the 10th chapter of Acts, beginning with verse 40. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days.
Our second reading this morning is from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. Can be found on page 109 in your pew hymnal, your pew Bible. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. If you are my friends, if you do what I command you, I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. These are the words of God for the people of God. So, when I was looking for topics for today's message, I went where almost everybody goes nowadays. I went to Google. And it said, well, it's the sixth Sunday of Easter. And I thought, oh, great, there's something special. It's really unique, something along there. But I read and I read and I read and I read. And I couldn't find anything that was really special about the sixth Sunday of Easter. Even checked the cooking sites to see if it was the last day you could use the Easter leftovers that had been left in cooking the Sunday dinner. But even they didn't have anything in there. So our topic today from the two scriptures talks about God's unconditional love for us. And God challenges us to go forth and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that everyone knows of God's unconditional love. Now, it might be a little important to understand the history about the time when Jesus was talking to the disciples after he had risen from the dead. You see, at that time, the Jews believed that if you were born into the Jewish faith, that you were the chosen ones. You were the one who was able to partake and be born in God, where if you weren't, such as the Gentiles, you couldn't participate. So it was a troubling time for the Jewish faith at this time, because what had begun to happen during Jesus' time was Jesus had begun to invite others to convert to the Jewish faith, and even though they weren't of Jewish descent, they were welcomed by Jesus to the faith and to the church. Now, if that wasn't bad enough, all of a sudden, as the disciples went forth to preach, because you see, the disciples are no longer servants of Jesus, they are on their own. They are independent contractors. It is their job to go forth and let people know about God's unconditional love and the commands that Jesus told us to do in order to enter the gates of heaven. So all of a sudden, Peter's preaching, and the Jewish people are a little bit offended because sitting next to them are already some of these converts that came over. And now all of a sudden, people who aren't considered to be cleanly and of the faith are now, as they said, talking in tongues and speaking about God. And Peter sees that God's unconditional love has touched everyone. Not just those in the church, but those outside of the church. You see, this is kind of where it becomes is, if you believe, you can receive. So Peter sees what's going on, and he says, we need to baptize all who believe. It doesn't matter whether they're Jews or Gentile, if they believe, they can receive the love of God. Now, God challenges us all to be missionaries. It's not just about that the clergy is the person who needs to do the missionary work, or the elders, or the church staff. In these two verses or chapters, God talks to us about we need to go forth and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. He's talking to us about spreading the word of God and about spreading the love of God. And you see, that becomes important because God's no longer visible physically to us. And most of us are visual people. If I see it, I can believe it. That's why they invented YouTube. And so you can see it, right? OK? Okay, but if you can't see it, it's hard to believe. But here's the deal. God's unconditional love is on in each and every one of you, and he expects you to share that unconditional love with everyone you come in contact with. So you think about that and you say, well, I'm not really good at missionary work. I don't know really how to do that. Makes me feel a little uncomfortable. Maybe somebody else could do it. Well, you know what? That isn't part of the deal, because remember, you don't get to choose God. He chose you. So God's asking you to step forward with his commands. So you say, well, how do I do this? Do I have to go and stand with the Bible in my hand and say, you know, I'm a member of First Christian Church. Y'all need to come to church on Sunday to be saved. The answer to that is no. You know, when you share God's unconditional love, it's about sharing love unconditionally, not asking for anything back from it. You're just giving. And you do it in a daily basis. Like, it doesn't take much time. But when you hand somebody a peanut butter and jelly sandwich when they're hungry, say it's free. It's unconditional love. No ties. You're hungry. Take, eat. We have a pumpkin patch. It brings joy to young people as they come running through the pumpkin patch, looking at all the different pumpkins. Young parents bring their children to have their pictures taken amongst the pumpkins. It allows families to come together and play on the playgrounds out here. It's a way for us to share joy with our community. We send our young people to conventions so that they too can see, but more importantly, feel the love of God. You see, in the past 2 weeks, we've lost two missionaries in this church. Reverend Axworthy touched many of us in here. He had an unassuming way. He was a member of the clergy in Casper and Glen Rock for a long time. He just kind of had a presence with him that made you feel calm and comfortable and let you know that God was close by. And Catherine Kingsolver? Well, she's born in India. Why is she born in India? Well, her parents were missionaries. So she spent half her childhood growing up in India with her parents who were missionaries. And talking to her children, after they left India, they moved to the Promised Land. That would be Nebraska, according to them. But there she continued on in her style of missionary work. That was to raise her family in the church so that they understood the unconditional love of God. And she shared that by sharing music. She directed multiple choirs, not only here, but in different churches around. Catherine was involved. Catherine loved coming to church. She was here on Easter Sunday. And she was so thankful for everybody who came up and spoke to her, and especially the men who came up and gave her a kiss. She said, "All those men kissed me." And her daughter said, "Well, they didn't kiss me." And she said, "Better luck next time." But you see, we lost two of our missionaries. Now, this isn't a deal where we can begin to say is, okay, well, I hope someone else steps up. It's us. We need to create and generate the unconditional love that God has given us amongst others. And it's not difficult. It's not that you have to do something always extra. It's just the fact that when you're walking down the street, you say hi to somebody or good morning, you shake their hands, maybe you help out if somebody's in need, you can give a spare dollar or two, or maybe you can just hand somebody a sandwich, or you can listen to their problems and say, you know what? God loves you. And he's with you, and he's going to take care of you. And if you believe that, you will receive his unconditional love. No ties, no strings, no nothing. You just need to believe in God. And if you believe, you will receive. Amen. We welcome anyone who would like to join the church by confession of faith or who would like to transfer their membership to the church. If so, we ask that you come forward during the singing of our last hymn, which is in the insert, "I Will Sing the Wondrous Story." Is that right?
Thank you.
I remind everybody that there are sandwiches that are downstairs that were left from the luncheon that the church prepared for Catherine's funeral and the family, and along with some sweet treats and coffee and fellowship downstairs. Also, remember on Wednesday night at 6:30 is the potluck. That is a blessing in itself to have a potluck on Wednesday, because we normally don't get those less on Sunday. So having a potluck on Wednesday is good. That's a double treat in there. So, and a great chance to come listen to the missionary talk about his work in Hong Kong. So if all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. Oh, gracious God, thank you for the opportunity to come and celebrate Jesus' life today. We ask you to bestow upon us your love and your guidance as we go forward in our daily missionary work. In these things we ask, Amen.